Chapter 5. Life in the Secret Rooms. In the day, many people worked in the offices below. The people in the secret rooms had to be very quiet and could not make any noise. They did not want anyone to hear them. This was very difficult for the group in the secret rooms. They could not have arguments. They had to find things to do, but these things had to be quiet. All the people in the secret rooms studied. Their helpers brought the group lessons and books to study. In the secret rooms, Anne and Margot studied a lot. The sisters enjoyed learning new and interesting things, and they enjoyed reading too. Everyone in the secret rooms loved reading and read a lot of books. Their helpers sometimes brought story books to the secret rooms. Everyone loved these new books days. Anne and Margot learned new and interesting things. Everyone in the secret rooms wanted to know about the war. What was happening? Who was winning? Things often changed, and the group wanted to know about it. The helpers brought them food and other things, and they also told them the news. The group got news about their city and country and about the world. They wanted to know everything. The group had six helpers. These people knew Otto Frank from working with him. They were very angry about the war and very sad for Jewish people. They helped the people in the secret rooms as much as they could, but this was very dangerous for them. Many of the helpers had husbands or wives and children. It was difficult for them to help the people in the secret rooms and help their own families too. Anne understood this and wrote about it in her diary. She really wanted to thank them for helping her and her family. The group in the secret rooms got news about the war. The helpers: Miep Gies, Johannes Kleiman, Victor Kugler, Bep Foskai, Johannes Foskai, Jan Gies. Many people helped Jewish people in the war, but it was very dangerous for them. Sometimes people told the Nazis about them, and the police took the helpers away. And sometimes the Nazis killed the helpers. But many people wanted to help. They did not want Hitler and the Nazis in their country, and they wanted to fight them. It was very difficult, but Jews needed these kind people. They were only able to hide because of their helpers. Sometimes Anne and the group went down into the offices below and listened to the radio. Sometimes the radio gave them bad news, and sometimes it gave them good news. They wanted to know about the end of the war. They wanted to hear good news for the Allies and bad news for Hitler and the Nazis. They all thought a lot about the end of the war. Anne really wanted to go back to school. She wanted to have friends and be a normal young girl again. Helping Jews was dangerous. Anne and her family wanted good news from the radio. Anne could not bring Mordechai to the secret rooms. She had to leave her cat at home. She was very sad about this. But there were two cats in the office building. Their names were Mushi and Botcher. Anne and Peter loved these cats and enjoyed playing with them. Sometimes the group in the secret rooms had arguments, but sometimes they were happy too. They always tried to laugh and enjoy their time together. One day, Peter Van Daan took some big bags of beans up to the top of the building. Suddenly, hundreds of beans rained down on Anne. She and Peter laughed and laughed, and later she wrote about it in her diary. Mushi and Botcher. Beans. Hundreds of beans rained down on Anne. Anne wrote in her diary about her life in the secret rooms. It was a difficult life, but life for Jews in the camps was much worse. Anne understood this and wrote about it in her diary. Life was not too bad for her. Some of the news on the radio was very bad. The Nazis were very cruel to millions of Jews. This made Anne sad, and she wrote about her feelings. But wars finish, and Anne always remembered this. She always had hope. The eight people in the secret rooms were often frightened. Many people in Amsterdam had no food and no money, and they sometimes came into the office building at night. They looked for money and other things. This was dangerous for Anne and the group because the police often came after the people. The group had to be very quiet. They could not move or go to the toilet. They did not want the police to find them. This made the group very frightened. The people in the secret rooms were frightened. The war made the city of Amsterdam very dangerous. There was a lot of fighting on the streets, and there were often bombings. The people in the secret rooms were often worried or frightened. At night, Anne did not like going down to the toilet. The secret rooms were quiet, and the noises from the city were strange. Anne worried a lot about her family and their friends. But Anne's diary helped her a lot because she wrote about her feelings. She was often sad and frightened, but writing in her diary made her happy again. Anne was in the secret rooms for 2 years. At the start, she was 13 years old. Anne changed a lot in those 2 years. On the 28th of March 1944, Anne listened to someone on the radio. They asked people to write diaries about the war and about the Nazis' control of the Netherlands. They wanted people to read these diaries after the war. Anne wanted people to read her diary, but she wanted to make it better first. She used her diary, but this time she wrote a story. She really wanted to become a famous writer after the war. Anne worked very hard on her new diary, and in 76 days she wrote 200 pages. Anne wrote it in the secret rooms, and she also wrote a lot of other stories. There were often bombings in Amsterdam.